Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In the podcast this week, I'm going to tackle your fear of dumbing it down. Why am I doing that? Because nobody wants to look stupid. Nobody wants to look uneducated. Nobody wants to look uninformed. And we would avoid that with all of our energy. And that's what we're going to talk about. The fear of dumbing it down. If you're new to this podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. Super excited that somebody somehow sent you this way. We've got 399 episodes. This is our 399th episode. I've been doing this for 9 years. And I'm super motivated to do this podcast because 9 years ago, somebody asked me to. I was teaching a class at the Brief Lab, this company I started based on this book, Brief, I wrote. It came out in 2014. And that book came out because I was teaching a class on concise communication, and it was to the military and specifically special operations. And somebody said, you should write a book as a textbook for what we learned in this class. I did. I wrote a book called Brief, and I created a business called the Brief Lab. And we teach professionals how to be intentional, how to communicate with impact, and how to do it in less time. And this is difficult for a lot of people because people don't think about communication. And if they think about it, they think about it in terms of presentations, like I gave a presentation, which is it's a pretty rare moment. But what you do most of the time is you communicate. You send emails, you go to a meeting, jump on a call, pick up a phone, send a text message, give a person an update, do a drive-by. You're communicating all the time. Communicating is like breathing. You just do it all the time. You don't even think about it. Well, the problem is if you do it poorly, you hyperventilate. I'm not an expert in breathing, but apparently there's a lot to it and you don't even think about it. Well, communication is like that, but even more powerful. It's more risky, like our last podcast. The risk of not being good at it is communicators. People stop listening to you. They tune you out. I think even more dangerous than that is they not only tune you out, but they tune out the things that you want to talk about. Topics. Like, I don't want to hear about that anymore. And we live in an information where it's easier than ever to communicate. You can communicate about anything, anytime, anywhere. I mean, now you got AI and you can generate reams of information. And the second book I wrote was called Noise. I mean, people, you know, generative AI can create, it's a noise machine at one level. It can be amazing, but it can produce volumes of information that people can never read. And then I wrote a book called Quiet Works, came out last year. And Quiet Works is really about the power of silence, time alone, preparing. Those three books together form a trilogy called Clarity at Works. And if you want to get more information on that, there's a beautiful box set that we designed. It was a 10-year edition. And that came out to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Brief. And if you go to thebrieflab.com, you can find that. It's Brief, Noise, and Quiet Works in one collection. And if you buy it on our site, I will sign a personal, all the books for you. And it really is my life's work. It's to help you get to the next level. You know, people judge who you are by how you communicate. And when you do it in less time and you can really hold my attention, now you're really winning. Because let's face it, time and attention is valuable. I mean, I'm asking for 14 or 15 minutes of your attention right now. And you're investing it. And if I don't make it worth your while, you're going to stop listening. And I was asked to develop this podcast, like the book, to sustain the skills in being a clear and concise communicator. You know, clarity matters, brevity matters. These things are important. And we want to get better at them. They're perishable skills. So this episode was inspired by a course that I taught recently where a person was very, very vehement about a fear that they had of dumbing it down. And the person was specifically an expert. Let's call the person a subject matter expert, a SME. Some people refer to these people as SMEs. Talking to a subject matter expert, and this person could be, it doesn't matter if they worked at a major corporation or a startup or in a government agency or a military unit. They were really hung up on the fear of Brief making them seem like they're dumbing it down. And that's what I'm talking about. It's a fear. And I'm not going to get into a lot of tactics about how to counter that and how to simplify, for lack of a better word. But I think the way I tried to answer this question, the way I'm going to answer it now, is really starts with, you know, where is the fear coming from? What are you afraid of? And also the way that phrase is, the way you phrase it, dumbing it down. You know, aren't you dumbing it down? Well, there's a different way of looking at it, which is, are you making it simpler to understand? Well, those are two very different things. If I dumb it down, am I insulting you? If I'm simplifying it, I'm an aid. I'm helping you understand through simplicity. And you'll hear this term called KISS. I'm sure you've heard this. It's been around forever. My dad used to say this. Don't forget the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. Well, the problem with the KISS method is nobody wants to look stupid. So there's a fear of dumbing it down. Yes, I'm keeping it simple, stupid. And we resist because of a lot of different reasons. So I'm going to get into, you know, why nobody wants to look stupid or uninformed or uneducated, or they look like adult, you know, like they just, nobody wants to look that way. And it's a genuine fear. And I want you to think about this is, I'm doing this, I'm trying to simplify things to help people understand. But if I look at it like something I'm afraid of, I'm going to default to complicated. So in our podcast, most recent one, we talked about using the letter R in a brief map for risk. What's the risk? So I'm going to keep on that theme of risk, and I'm going to give you a list of risks here just to consider. One is your perception, what people think of you. The risk of looking, I want to look smart. I don't want to look stupid. There's a risk of looking stupid. I'll also say there's a risk, if you don't simplify, of looking complicated, of looking out of touch, of looking unapproachable, of looking like you're trying to be the smartest person in the room. So you might be afraid of the risk of dumbing it down because you're going to look uneducated. But I think there's another bigger risk, which is your risk of not keeping it simple is that you look complicated. You come across as being a know-it-all, smarty pants, aloof, like you're trying to be the smartest person. You've been around people that are afraid of dumbing it down, and then they come across as being trying too hard, and then being complicated. This person just complicated. Another risk is just the risk of creating confusion. Okay, I'm not going to simplify because I'm afraid of dumbing it down. But now what you're explaining is confusing because I don't understand what you're talking about in the context that I understand it. And we did a podcast. I did a podcast a while back. Look it up. It's called Speaking Dolphin. Well, if you don't translate dolphin into an understandable, intelligible language, you're just hearing blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's really a risk to be the source of confusion. Like you're confusing people. Well, they don't know how to access the topic now. There's no door to get into the topic. There's no handle on the door. You're on the outside and they're on the inside. They don't know what to do because you've confused them, because you're afraid of dumbing it down. Well, what if you simplified it? Now you've made that topic accessible to me. Now I know what to do. I not ask a question. Even there's another risk that people have of like, I'm really, really worked up or like uptight about insulting you. Like, I don't want to insult your intelligence by dumbing it down. I found that generally with people, simpler ways of explaining things to people aren't insulting, but actually are attractive. Using things like analogies and similes and stories and illustrations and just, you know, relatable examples make busy people with busy minds, it's a way of quieting it for them. And actually, it's not insulting their intelligence. Actually, it appeals to their intelligence. I'm going to paraphrase this, but I think Einstein once said, you don't understand something well until you can explain it simply. And there's a beauty of simplicity. And it's not insulting to people. It's actually beautiful. It's elegant, you know. And I love analogies. Analogies can be overplayed, but I mean, a good, well-designed, well-executed analogy can be a beautiful way of creating a parallel. I remember years ago, I was counseling a very senior technical leader in an organization to go to the board meeting, and he was charged with a multi-year program to consolidate all the technology into a single technology infrastructure. And the company was under a lot of pressure to lower cost. So everybody was called to an emergency board meeting to volunteer cost cuttings, basically to cut each and every one of the business units and divisions, departments, budgets to lower their cost of doing business. And it was layoffs and, you know, contracts and all types of things. And he was asking for my help to prepare for this. And I shared with him the analogy of like what you are doing is very, very similar technically to what a surgeon would be doing when they're doing a heart transplant. You can't stop the surgery right in the middle of the surgery because the patient will die. I mean, you can if you want. Just know the risk is if you stop the surgery in the middle, the patient's going to die. You can't stop a heart surgery, a heart transplant in the middle of surgery. And I think in analogies from time to time, and that was one it occurred to me that, you know, what he was doing was like that. And he said that. And they didn't let him cut their budget. I mean, he was going to volunteer cuts, and they're like, no, we don't want you to cut your budgets. You know, and I'm not saying scare tactics, but I mean, that analogy was very eloquent, simple, powerful, and it got their attention, and it worked. So you might be afraid of insulting people's intelligence, but you may be, through simplicity, appealing to it. I think there's another risk here. I don't want to dumb it down, is that you default to level 3 detail. We talk in the brief lab about levels of detail. Level 1 is sort of the basic, clear, and concise details, high-level details. Level 2 is sort of mid-level details, and level 3 is like really that you're in the depths of the detail. And our advice to people is, you know, you don't mix those details together because it defaults to, you can't moderate the length of what you're saying. You can't trim it. It's the basis of trimming. And I think one of the risks is you default to level 3, which it always makes you longer. And once you get in the weeds, it's hard, kind of hard to get out of the weeds. And when we get stuck in conversations, when you don't want to dumb it down and you've gone into level 3 detail and now you're in the weeds, now they're stuck in the weeds. You're not only in the weeds, you're in the woods and you can't get out of the woods. And I think that's a big risk for people. Yeah. I mean, level 3 detail is not good or bad. Level 2 is not good or bad. Level 1, it's just level 1 makes it clear and concise. Level 2 makes it clear and longer. Level 3 is the clearest and longest. Well, the risk is you default to the longest and you might get stuck there and you can't get out. Think macro to micro. Well, now you're in the micro and you can't get out. You can't escape. And people remember that. You're like, that took me an hour and a half and I couldn't get out. I have so many stories about this I can't even tell you, about people that default to this. And there's a huge risk. It all starts with us, I'm afraid of dumbing it down. I'm like, I get it. But that fear, really, you have to go back and review yourself. Are you worried about what people are going to think about you? Are you worried about, you know, coming across confusing, not educated? Like, where's this fear coming from? I think you need to do a little reflection about, and I think you need to flip the script, honestly. I think to end this, maybe we should not look at this as dumbing it down, but we should make the KISS method better. Keep it super simple. Just saying.